I'm Rachel Thomas, and this is the Hustle Versus Flow podcast. I am so super pumped that you're here, and I cannot wait to show you how to get the ultimate fulfillment out of your career and take it farther than you ever thought possible. Listen, we all love the hustle, but now it's time to tune into that flow and reap all the benefits of your hard work. Join me as I share the mindset techniques to strike an energetic balance to your corporate grind so that you can thrive. You in? Okay, let's do it. Let's find alignment in business and life with the ultimate matchup, hustle versus flow. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Hustle Versus Flow podcast. I am your host, Rachel Thomas, and I'm super glad you're here. Like, just really high vibing and excited. If you listened to last week's episode, it was epic. I had my dear friend Erin on the podcast, and she dropped so many truth bombs and just amazing tidbits. I'm sure you could tell that I was just in awe, and there were a lot of things that, you know, I had heard before, but to have them explained just helped me so much. And just making just little changes in my health has really helped me this week. And for some reason, this week has felt really long. I'm recording this on a Thursday, of course, today. When you're listening to this is Friday, but I feel like New Year's Eve and New Year's Day feels like weeks and weeks ago to me, right? Am I the only one? Anyway, all to say, I just don't have the brain power to listen to another super long episode, right? I want to keep this short and sweet for you. I want to get in and out and give you some, you know, actionable words that you can kind of apply to, you know, the here and now, today, right? And one thing I kind of want to talk about before I jump into the theme of today is the manifestation process as a whole. If you've done any amounts of Googling or, you know, research on Pinterest, you will see that there is an abundance of, you know, information about manifestation out there, like just period, right? There are, you know, the 5-step process to manifesting, the 3-step process. And, you know, I've kind of shied away from giving you like these concrete steps. Like in much earlier episodes, I went through the 12 universal laws to success. And if you haven't listened to those, I highly encourage you to do so. It is like the framework of really just how the universe works and how you can expect to use it all to your advantage. I will say there are several things in particular that work really, really well, but it is all about how you as a person utilize those and insert them into your own routines, right? So what I mean is, like, there are things like gratitude. Yeah, obviously that's going to help a lot. It's going to get you into a positive vibration. Action. You can't get anywhere if you don't take some inspired action, right? These are all things that I've actually included in my book, The Mind Hustle, because they're proven to work. However, the way in which you implement them into your own routines, again, completely depends on you. So really, you are curating and really inventing this manifestation process for yourself. Each individual person has their own process, and you should work to develop that. Like, and I want to put this out there. I in no way, you know, am the end all be all on manifestation. There are still so many things to learn for me. And I think that as you kind of like up level in this world of manifestation, you'll find that there are techniques that, you know, maybe you're just not ready for. Like, I can't even get that through my head right now. I just need to think about like visualization, right? Because that's really where it starts. Like, if we're going to talk about step one, you just need to get clear on what you want. And I mean, that's easier said than done, right? I want $1 million. Well, okay. Well, I mean, why? I mean, is it just to be rich or, do you know what I mean? So really getting clear on something that you're passionate about, that you can really get behind, like, oh, yes, that would be so awesome. So obviously it starts with, you know, with visualize it, right? And then there's, you know, you throw a little bit of gratitude in there. It's your own little recipe, right? Your own little manifestation recipe. Throw some gratitude in there. Definitely take some action. Ask for signs. Like, there are all these really super helpful tips, again, that I include in my book to make it easy so you don't have to think about it. Because I will say that sometimes I'll forget my own lessons, right? I kind of try to live by those 12 universal laws, you know, of success that I've gone over in previous episodes. I'll totally link those down below. But I feel like I kind of shake up my routine based upon how I'm feeling. If I'm not feeling journaling that day, I might skip it. Or if I'm just like, I can't get in my meditation vibe, you know, I just do what feels good. So as we are right now, I probably wouldn't come out with an episode right today, you know, where this headspace I'm at, I probably wouldn't come out with an episode that says, you know, the three simple steps to getting everything you want. I kind of already did that in my book, and there's a 5-minute routine that can help you get really clear, but oh man, sky is the limit. There are so many different tips and tricks, you know, like just for an example, there's this method called the 5-5-5 method, where you write down an affirmation 55 times per day for 5 days. And that happens to be really powerful for me. Like, I've creeped myself out, the things that I've brought about with that. So you do have to be careful. But all to say that you should all work to create this own manifestation recipe for yourself. And don't live and die by what others are saying works or should work, or you know what I mean? Like, just know that it is all trial and error, and that you absolutely, you know, have to just kind of experiment for yourself. Life is an experiment, as I have said before. But really, the message I wanted to drive home today is, when you think about your intentions and things that you want to manifest, a tip to create, you know, a quicker, you know, I guess, deliverance of it, or collapse your timeline, or become more aligned with why you want that thing, is to set intentions from a place of service. If you want $1 million, why? And can you relate that back to, you know, serving others in some way? So, for example, I would like to be making $100 million or $1 million doing what I love. Maybe it's designing, or maybe it's, you know, helping others, being able to donate to a worthy cause. Maybe you are a survivor of, you know, domestic violence. And I have a really good friend who, she has created her apparel brand and then donated proceeds back to women victims of domestic violence, because that cause is so near and dear to her heart. And that type of dedication to service, like, I want to make money so that I can donate more money, so that I can help women who, you know, maybe have been in similar situations to me. Or it doesn't even have to be, you know, directly related to you personally. Like, I know that any opportunity that I have to donate to St. Jude's, I do so. You know, just like when they ask you at, you know, whatever, Target, hey, would you like to donate? I always tack on a dollar, because I just, that's something that I'm like, I'm so grateful for the health of my children. I cannot imagine what a parent must be going through to have their child at St. Jude's. So all to say, like, having service in mind when you are maybe trying to manifest something like money, that's always going to help you kind of raise the vibration of your intention, right? It'll bring it faster. Another thing is, and I'm kind of picking on this one friend because we had this chat over social media earlier this week, and it just oh, it resonated so much. So many of you are now receiving your Mind Hustle books and you're putting them to action and you're getting some awesome results, like already, like within, like what, I think it was available just a few weeks ago. So within buying the book, reading the first portion, and then really putting the journal practice into your routine, you're seeing these results. And one of the things that she shared was, you know, she asked for a sign, right? I think it was a red car. And then she heard somebody talking on the radio about, you know, donating to homeless people. She immediately looks over, sees a homeless person herself, decides that she's going through a drive-through to order an extra order for this particular person. It doesn't necessarily mean that, like, hey, the sign I was asking for was to see a homeless person, right? No, it's almost like this this volley, right? Like you're playing volleyball and you ask for something and the universe, I told you this universe loves to collaborate. It's gonna be like, huh, okay, what would you say if I put this into, like, brought this into your attention? What would you do with that? I just want to test. And I think what's important to note is that there's no right or wrong answer. Like, you're not condemned if you don't give, you know, a homeless person a dollar when you see them. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there are these little things that the universe is going to put in front of you, and you just need to respond to them. And the way in which you respond, it's kind of like, I think there was another episode, like, what are you a yes for? Constantly, you will get presented with situations to test you. Maybe there's a coworker that is, you know, gossiping about another coworker, and that is a test. You know, like, what are you going to do with that? You can shut it down. You can engage in it. You can even politely say, oh, you know, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't have to be a black, white. There can be some gray in there. But what's important is that, like, you have free will. This is the most wonderful thing about it. Like, if you're trying to manifest something, just know that it's based upon you as well. You have free will in the way that you respond to things. So, like my friend who said, okay, I'm gonna respond to this sign I just received. I'm going to give this homeless person a meal that is warm and nourishing and something that, you know, he or she can feel really grateful for. She didn't make it to make herself feel good, right? She was simply responding to this like little volley from the universe. And so think about it. If you are trying to manifest a new house or something like that, something that seems personal to only you, find a spin on it. Who else does this serve? Because when you make intentions through acts of service, again, that just intensifies it. It almost collapses the timeline. So if I say I really want to manifest this big house so that, you know, my children can enjoy it, so my husband and I can enjoy it, so that my extended family can come together and we could enjoy each other's company in one space, like that kind of thing. See where I'm going with this? So to wrap up, because I, like I said, I didn't want to keep this short, but to wrap up, I want to, you know, challenge you, and I'm gonna be really specific. You know, you don't necessarily need to come up with an intention, but I want you to do kind of what my friend did and initiate some kind of act of service with someone. And acts of service, it doesn't necessarily have to be like a pay it forward thing or buying someone a cup of coffee. Those are great examples, by the way, but just know, anytime you are perhaps scrolling through social media or encountered with someone that you think is either better than you or, you know, not, I don't like to say less than, but on a different level where you pity them, or do you know what I mean? Like any situation where you see yourself and another person not as one, I want you to kind of try to level those playing fields. And this is what I mean. And this is especially important if you work in a corporate workplace, right? Because there are lots of opportunities to do this. And what I'm going to ask you to do, pay someone a compliment. Help someone in some way. And I know what I mean. Like it could be somebody is behind deadline on something and you're like, hey, can I help you, you know, do this particular portion of our project, right? I'm going to ask you, I know this is a lot, but in the next week, I challenge you to reach out. So you can text, you can call if you like to do that. You can, DM someone on Instagram, a shout out on Facebook, physically, at the office, helping them through something. 10 different people. I want you to reach out this week and offer words of encouragement, offer help, serve others in some way. What I want you to do is actually keep track, right? Keep track in your phone. So, tally one. Okay, gave homeless man Chick-fil-A one, right? Sent a nice text to an old coworker. Hey, I saw that you just got a new job. So many congrats. Like, it's this flow that puts you a step up, a level up in a higher vibration, so that when things like this happens, the universe is going to volley back at you like, oh, I like this action you're taking. How would you respond if I put this person who is looking for some freelance work, right? If you're an artist and you take freelance work, what if I put that into your stratosphere? What are you going to do with that? Maybe it's been your dream opportunity. You're like, oh my God, how in the hell did this just land in my lap? Like, I will tell you, this is something, when you can set intentions with act of service, they're powerful. When you can take action on those acts of service, damn girl or guy, you've completely collapsed that timeline. And I know that I use that term a lot, but really it's all about finding those shortcuts and what works for you and what ultimately feels good. I want it to feel good. I want it to feel natural. I don't want anything to ever feel forced for you, right? Like, maybe you're not used to paying people compliments or sending texts. Yeah, that might feel a little bit uncomfortable. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, this doesn't feel natural. I don't want to do that. You know what I mean? If it's a no, then sit with that and figure out different ways that you can offer service. If you don't text a lot, if that's not your jam, find different ways that you can serve others in creative ways. 10 people. Jot them down. I would love to hear about it if you would like to share. Thank you to my dear friend. I won't mention your name, but you definitely know who you are. You've so inspired me. And to all the people who have been sending and posting all of these wonderful words of encouragement and success with your working through your Mind Hustle journals. Thank you so much. Please, please continue those. I love hearing them. They give me so much inspiration. And I kind of hinted a little bit about it on my Instagram, but watch the socials, the Facebook, the Instagram. I have another product coming out soon, my Mind Hustle guidance cards, oracle cards, whatever you want to call them. I'm so excited to launch these in conjunction with the book. They're a great pairing. Oh, I cannot wait for you to see them. They are just almost finished. They're in production now, so I'm probably teasing a little too early, but you know me. I can't keep a good secret. So again, your challenge for this week, go out, serve 10 people on any level that feels good and inspiring to you. And hey, have a great week. Happy Friday. Go conquer your world. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in today. And don't forget to tune in every Friday as we continue talking about practical ways you can make your mind hustle for you. I always love hearing about your biggest takeaways and aha moments. So be sure to get in touch with me on my Facebook or Instagram account at HustleVSFlow. If you haven't heard yet, I wrote a book. It's called Mind Hustle, and it will transform your daily routine so that you can literally manifest your best. Check it out on Amazon now and let me know what you think. Until next time, I'm Rachel Thomas with Hustle vs. Flow.